Urunga Homestead is a heritage listed property in Rainbow. Urunga is owned by Hindmarsh Shire Council and is managed by a local committee, supported by other volunteers. Belinda Ackerman, a local artist, created the shipping container mural in 2021. The mural was financed with the assistance of a Regional Arts Victoria Quick Response Grant.
Belinda worked with small historical photographs to paint a series of images that illustrate the early history of Urunga and stories of the two families who occupied the house from 1910 until 1953. The Cust family built the house while the Leasefields lived in the house for 40 years. The Cust family can be seen at the top left of the mural. Albert and Jeannie Cust were married in March 1904. Albert was managing his father's general store in Beulah at the time. He had met Jeannie when she applied for a job as a milliner. In 1905, Albert bought his own store in Federal Street, Rainbow. Albert and Jeannie moved to Rainbow with their infant son, Norman. In 1909, the Custs started building their dream home on a rise on the northern edge of Rainbow. This image shows the family in 1910, the year they occupied Urunga. Norman had been born in Beulah in 1905. His sisters, Eileen and Dorothy, were born in Rainbow in 1907 and 1908. Albert was part of a pioneering storekeeping family. His grandfather had emigrated from Ireland to Geelong. Albert's father, William, set up general stores in several emerging Victorian towns. The map in the middle of the mural indicates where Cust stores were operating at this time. The Cust store in Rainbow is featured below the Cust family group. The Mecca building now stands on this site in the main street. The store was destroyed by fire in 1910, but it was quickly rebuilt and sold. Albert bought the Hazeldene estate of 6,000 acres and started farming on a grand scale.
Albert was a progressive farmer. He ran studs of Merino and Lincoln sheep. In the painting beside the Cust family, Albert's stud draft horses are displayed in front of Urunga. His share farmers grew wheat, barley and oats. No expense was spared on the Cust residence. It included a schoolroom, an underground summer dining room, wash troughs imported from England, tiled fireplaces with overmantels, and several laboriously hand-painted Wunderlich pressed metal ceilings. The master bedroom has a gold leaf ceiling. Urunga was built on 700 acres of farmland. Part of this was subdivided for housing and now includes Cust Street. The property had a coach house, croquet lawn, tennis courts, bush house, large orchard and exotic garden. Albert's Belgian FN car at the bottom left completes the Cust family images. The car was driven by a German chauffeur. He doubled as a coach driver and gardener, and he changed jobs by changing his headgear. Unfortunately, Albert ran into financial difficulties. In 1912, he was obliged to sell his interests in the Rainbow District. The family moved to Melbourne, where Albert and Jeannie again became storekeepers.
Frederick and Esther Leasefield purchased Urunga from the Custs in 1912. The rest of the mural gives an insight into the life and interests of the couple, who owned Urunga until Mrs. Leasefield's death in 1953. Frederick was of German descent. He came from Angaston in South Australia in 1889, and took up an allotment in the Werup district in 1893. Frederick and his brother Charlie cleared most of the thick mellee scrub on the allotment by axe. Frederick married Miss Esther Ferry from Horsham in 1897. They did not have any children. They were both actively involved in Rainbow community affairs. They kept a live-in maid. A working man had a room in the coach house. Frederick retained his interest in his farm and he worked for the Agricultural and Pastoral Society.
Belinda has painted portraits of Frederick and Esther close to Urunga. In the harvesting scene, Frederick is inspecting the bagged wheat with his share farmer, Mr. Nitsky. The harvesting machine and a team of four horses stand nearby. In many ways, Urunga was a focal point in the township. Afternoon teas for croquet and tennis players were served from the bush house. The tennis court ran north-south on the north side of the house. A nephew of the Leasefields, Bern Raethel, can be seen suitably attired in white tennis gear, racket in hand, ready for a game on the court.
The croquet lawn was at the back of the house. In the bottom corner of the mural, three croquet players are standing on the edge of the croquet lawn. Mrs. Leasefield is in the middle, with Mrs. Gregson on one side and Thelma Gregson on the other. Esther Leasefield was an active member of St. Paul's Church of England Guild. She took oil and pen painting classes in the schoolroom. She helped to train young people for pantomimes, and she held fancy dress parties. The pen painting on Esther's easel was completed by her niece, Joan Leasefield. The young people, grouped on the front steps of Urunga, were dressed for a pantomime with an oriental theme.
The final image shows a well-dressed Frederick and Esther Leasefield, with the car they owned at the time, enjoying some yabbying in the farm dam.
Urunga was sold to the West family after Mrs. Leasefield died in 1953. Tenants rented the property for a time, then it became unoccupied and run down. In 1969, it was purchased by the then Shire of Dimboola, and it was opened to the public the same year. Urunga is set up as quite a grand family home in the 1912-14 era. It is well worth a visit to see how people lived and worked in a genteel household before the upheaval of the 1914-1918 war.